What I can tell you is that it's just dropped on our wires. London police say a criminal investigation has been launched in the wake of that fire. Ben Bland is with us now. Ben, that's just dropped, that line. But police say they are looking at this fire in terms of it being a criminal investigation.
Well, I mean, Rachel, that's information that I haven't yet been able to...
It's just dropped in the last couple of seconds.
It's just, indeed. I mean, let me just recap where we are now. The Prime Minister earlier today ordered that there'll be a full public inquiry into what happened. And this is in response to a lot of anger and a lot of concern about how this building caught light so quickly and how the flames spread so rapidly through it. There's been a lot of anger, actually, as well as the sadness and worry about those who are still unaccounted for. There are messages on a wall of condolence that have appeared saying things like jail those responsible. So there is a real sense of people wanting answers, because I think what scared people and what has left others worried as well is the way the building caught light so quickly before people had a chance to escape. And there are some people who are saying that despite them being told that they should be okay to stay in their individual apartments for up to 30 minutes, and the building should have stopped the fire spreading for that long at least to allow them to be rescued, that for many, they say, wasn't the case. But of course, all that will need to be looked into in the inquiry and that investigation that you were just mentioning.
Not least, too, the fact that it seems the fire alarms didn't go off either. But as we mentioned, that news just dropping, it will be a criminal investigation. Ben, what we do know is that 17 people are confirmed dead. They have been provisionally identified, according to police. Do we have a clearer idea on how many remain unaccounted for?
Well, not at the moment. I mean, the police and those leading the investigation have said that it would be distressing and irresponsible to give any sort of figure. I mean, the thing that's making it so difficult to give a number of people unaccounted for is that the building is so badly damaged that they just aren't able to get in and do a thorough search. They've done an early search, but they're having to send in sniffer dogs to try and find more evidence. But at the moment, for example, there's a casualty or a missing person line set up. But for example, one person was reported to that by 46 different people. So that's what makes it so hard to get a grasp of the numbers. What they have said, though, is that, as you say, 17 have been confirmed dead. They expect that number will increase. They managed to rescue about 65 people. 30 of those are in hospital. About half are in a critical condition. So still, very, very precarious situation. And, an utterly distressing way for families who are trying to find out where the loved ones are. I mean, you will have read, as I have, some of the heartbreaking stories of parents who got split up from their children as they were trying to escape. There was one story of a mother throwing her baby out of a 10th floor window, being caught by a stranger and probably saving that baby's life. And so all these kind of absolutely heartbreaking stories are now starting to emerge.
We were told initially, one person who lived at the tower said that their fridge had exploded and that's what triggered this blaze. We've not heard any more about the cause of the fire, nor has that really been given any weight, that the fridge, in fact, did cause the blaze. Can we read into it now, with this criminal investigation being launched, that, police have found some other evidence of what has led to this blaze?
I think we've probably got to be very careful, Rich, about jumping to conclusions with this, because anyone who's listening who may know or have people who are affected potentially by it, you don't want to sort of give them any sort of misinformation. And I'd be hesitant to jump to any early conclusions. I mean, a lot of the focus has been on the cladding as well. That's a big aspect, with cosmetic and insulating cladding that was applied to the building to spruce it up as part of the refurbishment. There are questions about whether the most flame retardant type of cladding was used, whether one that was perhaps more susceptible to catching light, and that could explain potentially why the fire was able to spread so quickly up the outside of the building. So there are many, many things that they'll be looking into as part of the investigation. And, you know, any number of those could be what has triggered the, you know, this latest development that you were talking about. There are so many angles to look at. I mean, some of the residents and people nearby have said that they had previously raised concerns about safety issues, about the lack of sprinklers, about the fire alarms not being loud enough. So many aspects playing into this. And, you know, again, it goes back to what we were talking about before, that anger that people are feeling and that clamour for someone or whoever should be held responsible.
Indeed. Ben Blando, UK correspondent, thank you.